This was, sorry, now my, I'm, so this is the thing I liked about the Kanye interview is that I like where he's fully going. New traditional regime or new religion regime of being like, you know, we're all going to get super religious.
Okay.
Did you hear his idea of having a 30,000 person, not religious like that, but like
a stadium,
30,000 person stadium.
The stadium singing gospel music.
Having people, the ideas are like, fantastic.
How good is our God? Yeah, dude, it's pretty sick.
I was like, that fucking rules.
Yeah.
His idea of kind of like cutting through like material culture and like we got to learn how to start like growing shit. We got to start doing this, all that stuff. I'm like, this stuff is sick.
Yeah,
but then again, the problem is you're hearing these ideas and you're like, this is sick. And then like the thing that I found disappointing was that like Rogan would ask him straightforward questions like, how do you structure your day? And he would just be like, you know, a funny thing about me being a genius, and it'll just like go off on a thing. And I'm like, God damn it, man. I'm pulling for you.
Yeah.
I'm pulling for you. To be like,
and he just names different CEOs. He just names different like business moguls that I don't know them. He just talks about, like, he just throws their name out.
Jack.
You have no idea.
Jack.
No, he's not talking Jack Dorsey.
He's talking Jack.
No, but he'll just be like, Tim. You know, some random name, and he'll be like, over at Gianchi, or like
thing. Says, like, look, when I was with Gusto Sinclair from, and he saw my sweatpants, and he was like,
I will say, have you retracted some of your statements on Ye? Because after seeing that interview, I think I stand correct. Not stand corrected. That would be wrong, right? I stand correct.
You stand on firmer ground than before.
That when I said he was, he seems kind of just like a bit of a loon.
Yeah, I mean, again,
he's great. I like his music. I love his music.
Mm-hmm. No,
I'm cheering for him, and I like to see him do well. It makes me happy. It makes me laugh when he does well.
Me too.
But
the thing that I think this is where I'm hung up on him. Yeah, there's the things you watch, you're like, God, this is so disappointing. Like, I hate just hearing someone refer to themselves as a genius is weird. Not being able to answer straightforward. And it didn't look like he like was evading, like he didn't want to. But he'll just like, how do you structure your day? And he'll just start going. But I think he's on this thing where like whatever comes to his mind, he has to say. Because he's in like pretty serious communications with God in his head. He's like, you know, he's like, I said, God, make me never feel pain. My mom died right after. So this dude's pretty convinced that, like, he, you know, he's on, like, some, like, Old Testament prophet level shit.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm like, that's cool. I kind of do enjoy that.
Damn, you're going to love fucking Good Lord Bird.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to love it, dude. That's exactly what it is.
I kind of enjoy that.
It's fucking John Brown just completely, like, I'm here from God.
Yeah.
And just wiling.
It's exciting for him to watch that. For a guy to go out and be like, you know, maybe we shouldn't, like, when he calls, like, abortion culture, like, we shouldn't, like, so totally be celebrating that. In my head, I'm like, all right, it's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you watch a dude, you're like, is this guy just ignoring the question on purpose? Is he not? It was tough. I was pulling for him, and I was like, I do get the overarching thing he's trying to say for the most part, but it was just kind of like,
yeah.
Yeah, that was a sigh on the plane. I was just like,
I'll tell you what I didn't like about it. Lemaire defending him.
What?
Just now. That's what I didn't like about the Kanye interview.
Well, I think
Lemaire being like, I think he's a genius. Do you think? Well, then, if you think he's a genius, who else is a genius in music? That, like, if that's what you're saying. Because if maybe we just have different standards for genius. Because if he's a genius, Bieber's a genius.
No, Bieber doesn't.
Bieber's not a genius. So you have to produce to be a genius.
You have to produce.
So DJ Khaled.
But he doesn't.
Genius.
Like, he doesn't rap or anything.
He can sometimes.
He did once.
He's got one hot bar.
Yeah.
So you need to produce a rapper.
You got to be like, you got to do everything. Like, there's nothing he can't not do.
Well, no.
He can't do a podcast.
Kenny's class was pretty lit. No, I hear he's, well.
He can't speak.
Yeah.
I was watching it being like, you know, I was following it. I'm rooting for the guy.
I know.
A lot of it, I was kind of like, it was a little more discombobulated than I'd hoped for. And then, you know, when especially when they started being like, here's another symphony for you. It's like, dude, it's called not knowing what you're talking about. I'm the king of it. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, when you just speak all disorganized and then be like, nah, dude, that's just like, who says I can't talk about one topic at once? It's like, no, you can talk about as many topics as you want, but for like functional coherence and understanding, we tend to try to speak linearly, like in a linear fashion we all can understand.
It helps.
So yeah, it does kind of suck that, you know, but again, it's like the thing that I find encouraging is that he'll be like, he says he checks his own ego. He uses God now instead of having to feel everything through his fueling his whole like things through his ego and all of his actions. He's like, seems like he's on a different type of path. So I'm kind of excited.
That's cool.
Genuinely, I'm excited. But
and
yeah.
Jesus is King ruled.
Yeah,
the
dude.
Music he makes is great.
The last couple songs he came out with are awesome.
Yeah.
And in terms of being a genius, yeah, they're, I think they're,
lyrically, not a genius at all.
No.
Lyrically, he is pretty bad.
He's crafty.
There's songs like the one fucking Father, whatever. It's like it's the most beautiful music ever. And then he comes on. He's like, if I fuck this model and she just bleach her asshole and I get bleach on my t-shirt, I'm going to feel like an asshole.
Yeah.
And people are like, yeah, true genius.
Well, to be
fair. It's like, no, that's a retarded guy screaming over an incredible beat that he made. Beautiful beat.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I don't think people are supposed to be called geniuses until after they're dead. Because, you know, because it's kind of one of those things where
other
it's like.
Voss.
True. Excuse me. You know, because it's like, you know, I would say Louis is a genius stand-up comedian.
At comedy, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, but I'm not, if I were that into music, I, you know, if I were, I'd have more of a different radar for like who's a genius. I think that was a little American.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Kanye thing, I was torn. I like enjoyed watching it. I'm glad he got the spins. Glad Rogan was kind of like, I mean, that's the other thing too. Like, does the guy's kind of weird, but like, that's the thing. If you're that weird and you're also making, you know, say $30 million a year and all this other stuff, if you know, given all that's true, it's like, should someone be medicated? That was the big question Rogan kept trying to get answered. Like, should you be medicated out of that? So, you know. But
I don't think he should be medicated. Well, I don't know.
No, I know.
It
I know
did sound like a lot of people did want to help him out when he was wilding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. The thing I get caught up on, I'm a utopianist. So I get, and dude, it's a fool's errand. It's an absolute fool's errand.
That's
so
like what the commies want. You're like a commie.
In some ways.
Well, you're a Cali boy. You're a Cali boy. I'm more of a Texan.
True. I'm a utopianist. But the that book, The Denial of Death, I just finally finished
oh, nice.
It today. He basically knocked some sense into me. He talks about utopianists and how it's like, you know, we're basically dealing with billions of years of just, I think they say like fibrous material being munched between molars, flesh being eaten and excreted with foul, with gases most foul, or the stench most foul. It's basically like billions of years.
When was this book written?
I think in the 70s, maybe. Okay. 60s, 50s. It was written old enough to be like homosexuals or perverts.
Yeah, that so was great. Like, that clip.
And it won a Pulitzer. So yeah.
About our enemies?
Yeah, so it did. Like it has that kind of language.
Turns out all of our enemies are
perverts.
Sex perverts.
But it talked about utopianists, how it's like, dude, if you really look at what's going on, we're part of a process of just life. That's just like, not even like you're like my life, you know, whether it's good or
you're
bad.
You're my life.
Just yeah, exactly. Not even my, just being like, there's this life force within
it's your
all
life,
of us.
Dude. It's what? Now or never.
True. Well, that's the, you know, that's the old like copy of a copy that we've gotten to. But he's talking about like there was just cells that like inhabited like fucking like unlivable gases that were like and like squeezed through that into like fish eventually that were in like the prehistoric ocean that just eating each other, shitting each other out. And then eventually there was like, you know, dinosaurs, if you believe in that, woolly mammoths, humanoids. And then so there's like this pulse forward of just like limitless expansion, life, you know, whatever, dominating your environment. And now we're humans and we're self-aware. And it's like, so the whole point is if you're – that's sorry, it's a symphony. But if the whole point is if you build a utopia, there's that life force within us that's, you know, we've inherited from billions of years of evolution that someone's going to try to be like – and like just win the whole thing in a corporate, and it's like you can't, there's no way around it. So there's like your life, quote unquote, like my life's good or bad, but there's like a real life force inside of all of us that's just like propelling us towards shit. And it's like it's kind of, I think that's a Genesis idea, like here's paradise, oops, here's a snake, unavoidable, you can't get out of it. So that's you know, that's when Kanye starts doing his utopia stuff, that's how I get hooked into it. That's the whole point. I'm like, yes. And then, you know, obviously read The Denial of Death and it's like, I need to be more stoic, dude.
True. It's all you can do in the face of this.
That's the end of the book.
Stoicism.
Basically. Again, it really is our, you know, what you said before. Whatever the last thing we read, we're like, this is obviously how we feel.
Well, it's Shrek 1 every time.
It is, dude. And that was the kind of the whole point of it. It was just like, dude, we're dealing with a horrible, terrifying, scary, shitty reality. And anything that makes you feel good about that, we don't even know why we're here or why there is life. So like the only way it can be dealt with, he was saying the only way it can be contained is some like irrational kind of belief system, which to some level, whether we're like the biggest science head being like, no, man's going to cure all of our own problems and everything's going to be perfect. Just another version of like that whole like salvation thing. So pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
pretty good.
I can't add too much.
The book's sick. But that was the thing from Kanye of like, I was rooting for him so hard. That his thing of like, you know, we're gonna totally redo the way we do everything, which I'm like, yeah, this fucking rules. But you know,
I think that was in a Bukowski book where he was like, I'm looking at the ocean and being like, everything's in there just eating and fucking and shitting.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the exact same.
Yeah,
that's all life is. Just taking craps.
That's or but you know what you gotta do.
Crap
before
is
that.
Making me laugh.
Taking a crap.
I was like, I'm gonna get the bills. I'm gonna crap.
What do you mean on your crap?
No, just saying I'm gonna crap.
Oh, it's hilarious, dude.
About to crap.
Tell someone like I gotta take a crap.
Take a crap. If a girl comes back from the bathroom, be like, "What are you taking a crap?" Crap's a good one.
See, I'm excited for a massive overhaul of how everything's
I'm a comedic
going.
Genius.
Dude.
I'm a genius.
Same. I mean, knowing that crap is funny.
Knowing that crap is funny.
Shit. Is there, I would say there's genius there.
Dump out was Shrek 1 for a minute.
Crap is so funny.
Crap's currently Shrek
1. Oh, I'm going to crap my pants.
sorry, I'm late, everybody. I had to crap. I just had to crap at a rest stop in New Jersey. Sorry, I'm late.
Or just go to the doctor with a hemorrhoid and be like, well, I was taking a crap the other day.
Yeah, I started noticing some lower abdominal pains while I was crapping. Doctor, I had just taken a crap when I noticed.
I always thought crap was more like, scattered.
If you need a stool sample, just be like, yeah, if you could just bring in some of your crap. Bring in some of your dog's crap.
I'm going to pee.
You have to tinkle?
Yeah. Also, I do think I think genius is in the eye of the beholder. I think that's
look, man.
Because, dude, imagine like there was probably people who watched all that and were like,
genius.
I don't know. I don't think anyone.
First of all, again, my nephew does watch Shrek 1 with pure like genius.
He must be like, oh my god,
Shrek 1 was genius. I've rewatched Shrek 1. I've watched it fucking 30 times. Anytime I'm home, Shrek 1's on.
Well, imagine you're a little.
It's like a sports bar in my house. Like there's like 12 TVs and it's all Shrek 1. It's fucking crazy in there.
Well, imagine though,
there's,
you know,
Miller Lite and 12 TVs.
Dude, imagine the classic three-act structure for a kid, how it's like always like, oh my god, this guy I'm fully pulling for is about to lose. It's all the cards are stacked against him. All, you know, the deck's stacked against this guy and you're like, have I invested 2 hours into a total tragedy? Like, is Shrek going to fucking die?
Is Shrek not going to get
And then Shrek's victorious, and you're just like,
Shrek won! Shrek won!
It must be like betting $100,000 on the Super Bowl.
Dude, and also just the donkey gets just raped by a dragon in the middle of it. Just viciously raped by a dragon.
Does he really?
Yes.
Just fucks him.
The dragon fucks the donkey. They have kids.
What?
Well, the donkey fucks the dragon. It's a female dragon. Donkey gets up.
Oh, but the female dragon has her way.
Has her way with him.
Nice. That might be why Shrek 1, dude.
Shrek 1, yeah.
It's
maybe
hot as fuck.
I almost said his name. Maybe he's just getting fired up, dude.
Dude, that's hot as fuck. Dude, did you see the new Shia LaBeouf video?
No.
He's in a music video. Very NSFW.
Really? Shia LaBeouf is...
So the video is like... he's Shrek for 100%.
LaBeouf?
A boo fucking rules, dude. He did the. You see the Fast Times read where he got super stoned.
That was great.
I could have sworn he was on something. He was fucked up.
Yeah,
but he might have been drunk too. But that was pretty funny. But he's in this music video. It's like they're just right off the bat. They're naked in a bed. You see boobs. Yeah, you see boobs.
Is this
sure.
a YouTube video?
It was on Vimeo.
Vimeo.
Fuck Vimeo, dude. They gave us shit for inappropriate content. How the fuck did
Vimeo do?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they...
But we're not artists.
True.
LaBeouf might be a genius.
Also, I think you're allowed... He showed Flaccid Dong, which...
Oh, I've seen this video. This is an old video.
What?
Yeah, this is old.
Where he's... They're going
Unless
like...
Unless he's got a new Dong video.
They're going like this?
Yeah.
And like she goes under the sink?
Yeah.
That's old?
Yeah.
It was on Google News today. What the fuck's Google News
really?
Doing?
Well, then this is the second Flaccid Dong video, music video he's been in.
Pleased to announce, me and Shia LaBeouf, Flaccid Dong Brothers...
You guys have similar flaccids?
He has a reggie.
How about people trying to act like Hunter Biden's dong's normal?
What's up with it?
Biden's got a piece.
I didn't see. Oh, you saw the flacc.
Hunter's got a flaccid dong.
Yeah, he's
dude,
no
like
artist. He's no artist like me and Shia LaBeouf, dude.
No,
we
he's
have,
got a plump
a
dong.
Fucking perfect artist dong, dude.
He's got a plump dong. That's why he's taking the easy way out. You have a flaccid teen?
True.
Teenist?
You'd be like this. Yeah, if you're a flaccid teenist, dude, you're in the art video. Just.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, the video is so fucking funny. Just them, like I'm like, are they about to have sex or not? And eventually they just go.
Are they like crying in it? Is it crying? Maybe I'm thinking
they never
of a different video. Has he done two flaccid dong videos?
You're thinking of a different video. This video came out like 5 days ago.
Okay. Yeah. There should be an
Love
older.
Love Me Like You Hate Me.
I believe there's an older Shia LaBeouf music video.
It might be. Oh, I'm sure there is, dude.
True.
I'm sure this isn't the first time. Dude, it's.
Remember
it's
his very art exhibit? Tasty. You remember the art exhibit he did?
When was that?
He just sat in a room and you could come in and do whatever you want. And he said a chick raped him.
What?
Yeah. No. Yeah. He like sat in a room with like a paper bag over his head or something. It was like an art exhibit. LaBeouf's wild.
He's into like high art. Also, though, you know, he's dangling that tenus out there and saying, "Hey, come get me."
Little worm.
You can't be showing that tenus. Yeah. Like, girls,
he's
love
an angler
that,
fish.
Girls love that. The Greeks knew it. The one thing that girls' one weakness is a flaccid tenus, dude. They will fully bow to that.
Yeah,
that's fucking crazy.
They know that's a man that's gonna work,
dude. First of all, that's a good. That's the whole civilization that all those paintings were just showing. Like tenuses are in charge, dude. Please.
Yeah, I mean, first off, it's not even like a up for debate. Tenuses just are in charge.
They have to be. I mean, dude, Hunter Biden has a donger. What happens when donger gets in control? He's getting a foot
crack.
Job. Crack, foot jobs. Crack, foot jobs, dude. You need a tenus. That's a God-fearing penis.
Tenus,
dude.
You're going
to
stay away from amphetamines. You've already got a fucking tenus.
For sure.
The last thing you need is speed.
Like, no, thank you.
Yeah, pardon me. No, I can't.
What does this thing do? No, thank you.
Shrinks your penis even more.
Oh, Adderall nice. Bird's wicked, dude.
Adderall Bird is... I'll take Adderall sometimes and like go to a rest stop or something when I'm driving. Take my... like I'll be like, oh my God, I forgot it. First off, I forgot it did this.
I shrank
like,
my bird.
It's like wild.
Oh.
It's... dude, Adderall penis is... you know.
It's otherworldly.
It's... I've never seen anything
it's
like
time,
it.
It's a penis time machine.
It is. It takes you back to your...
He's traveling back to grade school.
No, I can't. Thinking of my nephew watching Trek 1 and getting like that invested into it.
Dude, I'm telling
you. Just like.
Must be like the first six movies until you're like, I'm sensing a pattern.
And then fucking Smash Mouth comes on. It's just like, hey now, you're an all star. You're just like.
Maybe. That might be where sports betting has its allure. Because you get to like fully watch a thing again and be like, oh my God.
Oh, am I victorious? Except
yeah, exactly.
Sports betting is very dark.
That's what I'm saying.
You lose.
I know.
You lose. You're just I'm a fucking idiot.
When
why am
win,
I even
betting
on this?
You get that first fucking.
You get absolute Trek 1
euphoria.
You know,
whatever the first movie is you watched. Dude, I watched Willy Wonka, dude, and I like cried and shut it off. I'm like, they're lost in a tunnel. He's fucking spinning.
Oh,
I,
you couldn't get through it.
No, I fucking, my mom was like, yeah, I didn't make it.
Well, the tunnel scene was terrible.
Yeah,
it was very scary.
The shit out of me. I'm like, all right, it's a movie about candy. This is pretty tight. A little kid, you know, no one thought he'd make it to the factory. He's there, and Willy Wonka's just like, what do you even know? What's real and what's fit? And I was
yeah,
like,
we got
yeah,
fucked
shut
up
this
once.
Shit the fuck off.
You got that. I got fucking the rap Watership Down, which was like a cartoon rabbit. I think I've talked about
you
it.
You showed me that. That was fucking.
Watership Down was nuts. It was like British 1950s. 40s like cartoonists.
All they did was fuck kids
where, like,
up
they had
then.
Just survived World War II and yep. They were all like fucked up weirdos.
Mm-hmm. Well, I
making
think,
like videos of like death.
I think yeah, I think
like,
they
you must
.
Be used to your family dying. Here's a cartoon rabbit.
I think back then in Britain they would like as soon as you were born they would just like put you in like a shitty like Matilda school. Like they were like they found out that like that fucked up a group of kids by putting just taking kids.
Yeah,
and being like,
Pink, yeah. Anytime like you listen to Pink Floyd, it's like, what are these guys complaining about? School.
Yeah, that's what nuns were about.
Yeah,
nuns. You just have nuns. You're like, oh sweet, here. Nuns were just babysitters.
Yeah,
God was like babysitters.
Nuns are just lesbians
bitch.
That beat the shit out of your kids.
True.
God sent down a bunch of thick lesbians, a bunch of lesbos to crack your kids.
For also
to slap your kid in the face for cursive.
Let's time out here. Imagine being a priest, right? We're not even timing out. Imagine you're a young priest and you're like, all right, man.
Let's take a quick TO.
Quick TO. You're a quick priest. You see a hot nun. In your head, you're like, I'm definitely going to fuck that. Like, there's no other dudes in our world.
Yeah.
I'm just going to hang. We're going to pray. Like, definitely going to smash. It has to happen.
Yeah, for sure.
Dude, you're with people who are like can't
But you are a priest.
Sex.
So you are a gay man.
There's a couple of them. There's a couple of people who aren't gay. I've known people
There's
who
some that aren't gay,
diocese.
But they do their best to get rid of those guys. You know how catty gay men are?
So, no, dude.
Think of being like a group of gay priests and then there's yes. one straight dude that's like, "You guys going to watch the game later?" And they're like
I think these are alpha gay dudes in the
They are all pretending to be alpha gay dudes. They're like, I love sports. Look at my CD collection. Look at all these cool frisbees. Kids, you want to come hang out? Look at all this cool stuff I do.
Well, yeah, I've heard there are dudes who are like super hetero, but they typically have girlfriends or like frequent professional massages. Like pretty
the priests?
Oh yeah, dude.
They get professional massages?
Oh yeah, bro.
Really?
Oh yeah. I mean, dude, I'm telling you.
I mean, of course.
You're imagine being single for fucking 30 years.
Sorry, LeMaire.
He was giving you ass.
Sorry, JK.
He gave you the look that Noah's dad gave him when he caught him jerking off. Shane's went.
Yeah, right. Noah's dad opened the door and was like.
Yeah, well, Dorian opened the door and came. He opened the door and went.
Yeah, Dorian, did you guys come at the same time? Were you like, one, two, three?
No.
You did not like, ejaculate at the same time?
He left.
That's just tour life, dude. You guys are on tour.
True, dude.
I did finish.
Were you guys taking turns playing?
Were you guys like, all right. Left?
Yeah, when he was going, he's like, oh, I'm going to take a walk. I was like, well, he's providing me more time. So that's what
I thought you guys were taking turns playing like groupie. Like one would be groupie, the other one would be
true. Do you guys have a role all-star. Play?
Yeah. All right, I'm the comedy all. I'm the king of comedy, and you're the groupie now.
You're like, I'm the headliner. Oh, wait, I mean, let's not get crazy here. I'm the feature. All right, I'll play middle this time. I'm sorry. That's just comedy, big dogging.
I know.
I'm just big dogging. No, for real. Dude.
It's like, all right, I'm gonna play the feature, and you're gonna play the unstable 40-year-old lady who just got divorced, who has like some weird.
You're gonna play the blacked out 40-year-old woman.
You're gonna play the blacked out.
You're gonna give me a ride from the club.
Yeah.
In your shitty car.
You're gonna play a lady who shouldn't be drinking on antidepressants. All right, go ahead.
And I can't get hard. Perfect. That's how it goes. That's the road, baby.
Oh my god.
Where are we at? We should go on Patreon. By the way, before we go on Patreon, it's gonna be very spooky. Ooh. I'm gonna tell you several
spooky topic too.
Unsolved spooky mysteries.
Yeah.
This is gonna be our Matt and Shane's first spooky episode.
What really happened to Hitler's lovers? Ooh. Did you ever hear about that?
No. What? Ava Braun?
You'll find out.
Or more multiple bays.
He had a couple of them.
His concubine.
He had a couple of them.
Hitler gets a pretty bad rap.
He has a couple of them.
Just kidding.
I'm on his case.
I don't know.
I mean, how funny is that fucking video, dude?
I've always hated all the Hitler facts.
Yeah.
There's always like people who like talk about history like through like, it's like, you know, he had, I don't know. It's always just facts about him. It's like his farts stunk.
He was.
It's always things like that.
They probably did.
Well, no, it's just, it's too much.
What you're saying, people go too hard on Hitler.
I'm not saying they go too hard. I'm saying they always give you these random,
true,
totally meaningless facts about
him. I think
he
wrote a lot, though. I think he left a lot. I think he like had like intimate diaries, and you know, he had an inner circle.
Did he?
Yeah, dude. The guy was an artiste.
I mean, I know he had an inner circle.
So he probably wrote diaries. Back then,
he was telling them all. He was
back
just like,
then,
guys.
Big asterisk here. Great men. Or men who were, you know,
great in
of
the
global importance.
Term of like.
Yeah, exactly. Like a
magnitude.
I'm affecting magnitude. World history. Guys that were like pretty aware they're affecting world history tend to keep journals of some sort. So I think, but again, you know, I'm just going off the fact that I have Hitler facts.
You think in his journal, he was like, man, my farts fucking stunk today.
He could have been like, dude, like,
I can't believe how bad my farts were. I know that I'm affecting the world and that this document's going to be important.
Maybe,
my farts keep
you think that was,
stanking.
You think that was his moment?
I have chlamydia again. I'm gay. That's one that circulates.
You think that was his like fucking big thing? He was just like, he farted under the blankets and was like, oh. He's like, wait a second. Sorry. We should go on the page.
I knew that was coming. That's junk, dude. That's not what we do here. I apologize.
That's a joke.
I want to apologize to everybody listening on behalf of my friend fucking Matt, my former friend, now that he said that.
That was a joke. That's a funny. That's
anti-Hitler. That's a very funny joke.
Anti-Hitler, dude. Come on.
Hitler came up with the gas chambers by Dutch ovening himself. That's a great guess.
What, all the time, too. A lot of Holocaust. And I was like, yeah, but if you ever had Metrazine or whatever it's called, it would explode. It's like, maybe he was just flatulent enough, dude. It was just his fart. All right, sorry. Sorry. I don't want to give those people a platform.
You don't want to give them a platform.
But
exactly,
yeah,
right.
I immediately take back Hitler. Hitler did not smell his own farts. The gas chambers were
engineered. Hitler did smell his own farts. Had nothing to do with
I take that back. I'd like to apologize for that statement and assure everybody the gas chambers had nothing to do with farts. They were just there. Do you have any dates?
November 10th and 11th, I'll be at Zany's Nashville, and the 11th, I'll be in Huntsville, Alabama. We just added some dates. I'll add some more. Comedy Club of Kansas City. Coming to Kansas City. The 27th, 28th, and 29th of November. So the fucking like day after Thanksgiving.
That'd be nice.
Hitting the road, dude.
That'd be nice.
Back on the road.
Yeah, I got a, I got a couple things in the works, but I can't talk about
November
it.
November 21st.
I got more projects.
November 21st, Soul Joel's Amphitheater.
There's one of my things.
The return, dude. Me and Soul Joel had beef.
It was a schism, dude.
Now we're boys.
How'd you settle
it? Back.
What was it like?
How'd it settle? I'm a draw now.
So what was
that's how that settled.
Was it like, hey, what's up? Or like,
yeah, we had talked before. Gotcha. We had to, yeah.
You guys were in talks.
Well, there was just one of my least favorite things. You've seen me deal with this recently on the road, which is where there's a beef that's just an accident.
Sure.
Like a misinterpreted text or like.
Yeah.
It fucking kills me. It bothers me so much.
Like an accidental beef.
Like, yeah. Where it's like, for that sure. wasn't what I was just saying when I was texting you. I was being friendly. I was joking.
Yeah.
It's something similar happened with Soul Joel.
Yeah, I got it.
Like, me and him had a miscommunication, and that
and
annoyed
just
the fuck out of me that was a beef. Because then you get word of it where it's like, yeah, he said he fucking hates you. And it's like, what?
This is literally how I started a fight in sixth grade. I went to 2 7th graders. Yeah, like, yo, that guy said you suck.
True.
And he was like, what the fuck's his
true. Problem? I wonder if I did get tricked. I wonder if somebody out there was just like, this could be funny to just tell both of them they don't like each other.
That's actually a hilarious thing.
I
know somebody involved.
A little schemer.
Yeah.
A little schemy leapies. A little schemer.
You think he poisoned the well?
I think a little schemy leapies.
Do you think he just fucking
broke
the bridge?
Maybe he was doing that behind my back the whole time.
Perhaps.
Because, you know, I tried to bring him along a little in the scene.
Yeah.
And I, kind of everybody I was mutual friends with him hates me.
Really?
You
think he's fucking...
Maybe he was behind my back.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. You know, I'll find out more on this spooky Patreon episode. All right.
And I do have Hitler facts.
All right, we're going to chill with that stuff. It's Patreon. Bad.